Hello, you're welcome to the Rhea side of life. If this is your first time of listening to my podcast, you're very much welcome. And if you're a regular, it's so good to have you back again, tuning in. I'm so glad you're back again. So I've been kind of busy. It's been a week since I posted a new episode. I've had lots of things on my mind and lots of work to do, so I've not kind of like availed myself into making another episode on here. But all the same, I'm so glad to be back for you guys. Ta-da! Okay, so today's episode, I'll be talking about how I stay focused. Now, for those who know me personally, I'm sure they will be able to testify that I have a very difficult time concentrating. Actually, this is like one of my many weaknesses. I always have a difficult time concentrating. But over the years, this was one weakness I decided to improve and then strengthen. So I've kind of like come up with my tips that has helped me, you know, improve this aspect of my life. And I want to share those tips with you, if you don't mind, of course. So I have 5 tips here that has helped me over the years to improve this aspect of my life and helped me to become more productive and all of that, which I'm also very grateful for, because sometimes, like they say, no matter how bad your habit is, if you work on it, you can be able to improve yourself. So I always yearn to be a better person, you know, for myself, for my friends, and for the society at large. So I always look forward to, you know, tweaking myself here and there and reshaping and improving myself. So I'm going to discuss 5 tips or 5 ways by which I stay focused on stuff I need to do. Now, focus is so important because it helps you get ahead every day. It helps you become productive when you are focused on a particular task or target and then you achieve it. It helps you, you know, be ahead. You know, you stand out because you are not limited by your distractions or by your weaknesses. So this really helps you achieve a lot, you know, day to day. So let's get down to business. So I'll be sharing 5 tips with you, and the first on my list is I try to define my daily goals. Yeah, this is something that I always do. Probably the night before, I always try to make a list of things that I need to do for the day. I always write a list, my to-do list. So when I do this, it helps me, you know, keep track of what I have done or what I haven't done, and it helps me know what is like what work is left for me to do. So I always try to make a list. And after doing that, the next thing I also try to do, especially when I have limited time, is I try to eliminate distractions. And for me, my number one distraction is my mobile phone. And I'm sure I'm not alone on this. Like, many of us have our mobile phones as our number one distraction, but not to worry. So I always, you know, get distracted on my phone. And the difficult part here is some days I have to actually do work with my phone, and then I am kind of, you know, cut between facing the work I have to do and then tending to other, I'll call it, irrelevant matters, you know, because notifications pop in, Instagram notifications and all of that. So I'm always like struggling with that, but you know, it's still something I'm still trying to improve on. So I try to eliminate distractions totally so that I can finish my work. And then the next thing I also do is I try to break my tasks into smaller tasks. Yes. So when I have a very big task to accomplish, I always try to divide it into segments. This helps me, or this makes it easier rather, for me to accomplish what, you know, this task and everything, because when the task is huge, I always get overwhelmed. I get scared. Oh, how will I be able to do this? But when I break it into smaller activities, you know, I don't feel so scared anymore, and it helps me, you know, just take it one step at a time till I'm done with the whole exercise. And then The fourth thing on my list is I try to take a break. Now, this is essential. You need to take a break. Doing marathon work is not good for your mind. It exhausts you. It drains you, you know. So try to take a break. Eat something. Have a drink. Take a nap. It helps re-energize you so that you can finish up on the rest of the things you have on your list. So I always try to take a break. And during my break, this is where I also tend to, you know, reply messages and check my mails for a bit before I go back to work. So I take a break. Now, the last thing on my list is I try to reward myself all the time. So usually when I have a task for the day, I kind of attach a reward at the end. It could be something small, probably a cookie, ice cream, or just a movie. You know, I just tell myself, okay, if I'm able to finish all of this, I will eat this cookie, or I will have this ice cream, or I'll watch this movie. And it's really psychological for me, because when I put the reward at the end of the day, I find myself trying to finish my work so that I will have the reward. And it's actually very rewarding for me. Anytime I do this, I always feel happy that at the end of the day, I'm able to take the reward at the end of the task. So this is one way, or these are, you know, five ways that has helped me to improve myself and has helped me focus and has also helped me, you know, get ahead in life, because you actually need to focus on very important things. And to do that, you need to be able to ensure that you, you know, work on yourself. So these are five tips I've shared with you, and I'll do a recap. And the first thing I mentioned was define my daily goals, make a to-do list. The next thing I said was eliminating distractions. Now, the second thing on my list is to eliminate distractions. The third thing is I usually break my big task into smaller tasks. Yeah, this makes it easier to accomplish. And the fourth is I take a break. This is always like the best part of the day, taking a break. Yeah, and then the final thing is I try to reward myself every time. This helps me. In fact, this is like one thing that I know has really, really worked for me, rewarding myself at the end of the day. So I really want to hear your thoughts on this. If you have any other tip to add, please, I would like to hear it. If this has worked for you any which way, I would also like to hear it. And yeah, that's about that. So please send in your thoughts, your opinions on this episode. I would really, really love to hear from you. So till then, have a nice day. Bye.
The title of my story is Old Fama Gani. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there lived an old farmer named Mr. Gani. He had a wife, Mrs. Gani, and they had two children, Anne and Andrew. They all lived in a small village at the other side of an old town. The Gani family was well loved and respected in the village. They were amiable and trustworthy. Everyone spoke highly of the Gani family. They were hardworking and known to always have a bountiful harvest on their farm. On their lush and evergreen farmland, they grew many plump and fresh vegetables, healthy and wholesome crops like maize, potatoes, wheat, yams, and groundnuts were also grown. Not only did they grow crops, they also reared farm animals for consumption and sale. Their barn was filled up with fat cows, their pens with robust pigs, and coops with plump chickens. The Ghani family was blessed. Now I have a few questions for you. How many children did Mr. Ghani and his wife have? Can you find three words in the passage that describes Mr. Ghani? From the passage, what kind of farming was Mr. Ghani practicing? What was the Ghani family known for? Can you list five farm produce you can find on Farmer Ghani's farm? All right, go ahead and list five. And finally, my last question. The Ghani family lived in an old town. True or false? Chapter 2. Every Friday, old Farmer Ghani and his wife went to the central market to sell their fresh grown crops and farm animals. Everyone looked forward to buying healthy fresh crops and meat gotten from old Farmer Ghani's farm. His vegetables were known to be the most delicious, and the meat and eggs gotten from his farm the most tasty. Old Farmer Ghani wasn't just the most sought-after farmer in the village. He was also very generous and gave some of his farm produce to the needy. Old Farmer Gregory wasn't just the most sought-after farmer in the village. He was also very generous and gave some of his farm produce to the needy. Anne and Andrew were also known to be kind and respectful. They would also help those in need and the elderly. I have new questions for you now. Would you like to be friends with Anne and Andrew? Why? Do you think their parents are proud of them? What can you do to make your parents proud of you? Chapter 3. One cool morning on the eve of Christmas, Mr. Ghani woke up to the noise of rumbling thunder. He jumped out of bed and rushed to his barn. Oh no! I need to secure the doors of the barn, he muttered as he dashed out of the door. Mr. Ghani did not even notice that his wife was not home. He ran to the barn as quickly as his legs could carry him. The door of the barn was unlocked. He peeped into the barn and there it stood. Impossible! He screamed out loud. Next, he rushed to the coop, and again he met the door ajar. What is happening? Worried now, he rushed back home with his jacket over his head as it had started to rain heavily. First, the cows had disappeared mysteriously. Next, the chickens were nowhere to be found. Mr. Ghani walked into his house and found the sitting room in a mess. It looked like everyone had left in a hurry. Not knowing what to do next, he sat on his favorite chair and waited till it stopped raining so that he could begin his search. I have questions for you now. How do you think Mr. Ghani feels? What would you do if you were in his shoes? Where do you think everyone has gone to? Chapter 4. Chapter 4. After a few hours, he peeped out of the window and found that the sky was clear again. Where did everyone go? He said to himself, and off he went to check his neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Akin. Knock, knock, but no one answered the door. This is indeed strange, Mr. Ghani pondered. Where did my neighbors go? Could they have all been kidnapped? I will check the other neighbors, and if I do not find any clue, then I will surely go to the police station to report what is going on. So off he went again. It was evening already. The sun had hidden perfectly behind the clouds. Mr. Ghani could hear his tummy rumbling, but that was the least of his concern. Right now, he needed to know where everyone had gone. It was getting darker as night drew near. Finally, he got to the other neighbor's house. They also lived on a ranch and were hard-working farmers too. Mr. Ghani got closer to the door. He was worried and tired. Knock, knock. No one answered. Perhaps no one is home, he said, feeling sad. He tried turning the doorknob, and the door unlocked. Happy birthday! Everyone chorused. Mr. Ghani could not believe it. Everyone was here. His wife, kids, neighbors, cows, and chickens. He had forgotten his birthday again, and his family, friends, and neighbors had made sure this was going to be the last time he ever forgot his birthday. There was a huge cake, lots of food and drinks at the center of the table. There were pretty balloons hanging on the wall and many presents for Mr. Ghani because he was far too kind to everyone. Happy birthday, Papa! Anne and Andrew chorused. Thank you, dearies, Mr. Ghani responded. He had been worried sick about everyone going missing. Little did he know he was in for a surprise party. It was the best birthday party ever for old Farmer Ghani. And now my questions. Describe how Mr. Ghani felt at the end of the story. Can you write about a time you got surprised? Describe how you felt. and tell who surprised you. Why do you think everyone decided to throw a surprise party for Mr. Ghani? Mr. Ghani could hear his tummy rumbling. Means that he was dash. A. Scared. B. Hungry. C. Worried. D. Angry. The word pondered in the story means dash. A. Argued. B. Decided. C. Thought. D. Said. How were Mr. and Mrs. Ghani similar to the other neighbors? How long did it rain for? And finally, why do you think Mr. Ghani turned the doorknob after no one responded? And that's the end of my story, Old Farmer Ghani.